Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Smoking that weed. It stinks.
Hey,
what's
Papa.
What's going on
Bear?
In here?
Nothing, Papa Bear.
Hey, Dad.
What's all this?
And it's nothing, Dad.
That's just our Super Mega 420 tie-dye
shirt. It's just a new tie-dye shirt.
And what's this?
That is our alien UFO 420. No, it's not. Wait, yes, it is.
Yeah, it's just a UFO hoodie.
And it comes in two different colors.
Yeah, there's yellow and blue, and then that other thing in there. That's
this one.
Yeah, that's just.
Is this the other colorway?
It's the same thing, but
pink and green.
Pink and green, yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. What's all this in here, boys? What's this?
No, that's just a glass decoration.
Yeah.
Seems reasonable. What is this used for?
Herbs.
Like little chefs.
Yeah. Learn from the best.
What are you using these for?
Just in case any atheists were to rip any pages out of our Bibles.
Yeah, see, they're like replacement pages for when we do Bible study. Or
you guys are good Christian boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What are these three colorways of Funny Monkey Lighter?
Super Mega's putting them back out because they have a pretty much a lot of them in back stock.
Well, it's very nice, boys. Oh, wait. What is this in here?
That's a JPEG of a new Super Mega hat, and also a tray, just a general tray that can be used for a lot of different things.
And what are these?
Those are just PNGs of the same images. They're just slightly higher
quality because it's a PNG as opposed to a JPEG.
I like these ones better.
Same.
Yeah.
Well. All right, you boys, get back to it.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad.
Love you.
Come here. You're too far.
I think we got away with that. I'll smoke some more Kush.
Welcome, welcome everyone to our special 420 episode of the Super Mega Podcast. Unfortunately, there's something I have to get out of the way. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it with Luke later, but he demanded that this episode be a tad shorter because he hasn't been laughing as much and thinks that our comedy isn't as funny as it used to be. So it's kind of boring to him, and he just wants to go home.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with that. As I said, it's something we'll discuss for future episodes, but...
Yeah, I mean, as our podcast editor, we want to listen to, like, what he has to say, and if he says, hey, guys, you know, I'm not having fun editing these, you guys aren't very funny, can you just make them shorter so I don't have to listen as long?
Yeah.
I get it. So, you know, we will do a bit of a shorter episode, but this is a very special episode. Do you know why it's a special episode? Because it's not coming out on 420, but it's coming out on the week
of 420?
That 420 takes place in.
So it's like a... We could just, it's just an excuse so I can smoke weed on the podcast.
That's right.
I guess we could just say. I mean, it's mainly, hold up. It's mainly because we're out of ideas. And,
hey, weed always is a good idea for
like
videos.
A weed episode.
It's always good.
A weed episode. You know, it hasn't been a thing that we've really ever done on the podcast. It's 420.
Have we ever done like a smoking weed episode?
I'm sure we have. I'm sure I've smoked weed on the podcast, but I'm not. I don't know if we've done like a.
My lungs. You know, I inhaled a lot of like forgot the name of the chemical, but it's a very you know bad chemical. I accidentally inhaled. I was in a chemical fire this weekend. Inhaled a lot of it, so I won't be smoking. But I did take a 9,000 milligram edible about 30 minutes before this started. So just waiting for that to kick in.
Yeah.
Very excited for that one. That's an average dose. I don't know a lot about weed. 9,000 milligrams.
Yeah, I mean, some cookies have like 10,000 in them, so I'm sure that's fine.
Okay.
Like,
and these, that's not too
and
much,
and these
right?
Cookies are like that big, so like they wouldn't realistically like try to send someone to the hospital over like a single cookie. So yeah, I think that's like an average amount.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know much about dosing when it comes to edibles, so hopefully the 9,000 will kick just right. But welcome to Super Mega Cast. Ladies and germs. I was going to say germs and gals, and then I realized that's not a thing. It's ladies and germs. It could be germs and gals.
Could be.
Hey, germs and gals. Welcome to Super Mega Cast. Got my beautiful, beautiful co-host.
Thank you. Ryan McGee.
That's right.
And my co-host.
Matthew Watson.
That's right.
Junior.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, it's been a fun week. We just got back from the one, the only, Creator Clash number two.
The sequel.
That's right. We did not fight this year. But as some of you may have seen, we had the absolute honor and privilege to honor
this nation,
this great nation, these United States,
by singing the national anthem for like an audience of 20,000 people.
20,000 people in the stadium. Luke, you want to go ahead and just throw that clip in for people that maybe haven't seen it?
Ladies and gentlemen, before we start our main event, it's time for a special rendition of our national anthem. Please welcome Super Mega.
How y'all doing? Having a lot of fun tonight. We're ready to honor this country the right way, all right? So sing along if you know the words. Just gotta wait for this special someone's electric guitar to get all set up, so. All right. Wow, look at all the blood on the floor. You ready, Ryan? Hit it.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, and proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave the
God bless.
Well, gentlemen, they say all good things are sealed with a kiss. Let's go back to Akinola with our finer introductions.
In front of 20,000 other nationalist patriots out there who agree with, what?
No, just, yeah. Nationalists, yeah. Yeah. Everyone there.
And we were dressed in the American flag. We're representing our country and all that it stands for.
That's right.
So
it was quite the honor to be able to do that. When iDubbbz and Anissa asked us, you know.
We lit up with excitement.
I couldn't believe it.
I just love, like, you know, I really do actually enjoy the Creator Clash event and going to it.
Oh, it's awesome.
The past 2 years has been wonderful. And maybe it's because Matt and I are the most famous people in the room whenever we go.
Yep.
And we're treated so well. But it definitely, it just always has a great vibe. I've said this over and over and over and over again, but I think part of that is that there is no actual beef between anyone there in terms of, like, used for marketing purposes.
Yeah.
It's not like a mean-spirited bad faith event.
No, it's wholesome chungus, may I say.
Yes.
And it's such a good, fun environment.
But people still get the shit kicked out of them.
Oh, the fighting is still very real. I was in the locker room getting my prosthetic chest applied.
I was with you, but I only had overalls that I needed to have put on. So I didn't have as much of an ordeal as you had to go through.
Well, while I was getting it put on.
Well, we hired a specific like prosthetics artist.
Yes.
Eris.
Eris is the best.
Who you can follow.
Yes. Here's Eris's at. And they do incredible prosthetics for a whole bunch of, they did a ASAP Rocky music video, Rebecca Black's large breasts in a music video.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen that video? Rebecca Black has very large breasts.
Maybe she could make us some big breasts.
She could. They're very, very big boobs in the video. But yeah, she wonderful, wonderful prosthetic artist, and I'm excited to work together more in the future. But
yes.
Yeah, that whole process was I had to go and stand
I'm going to interrupt.
Okay, do it.
Because I sent in beautiful pictures I took in portrait mode that are wonderful of Eris applying this prosthetic onto you. And I think since we're talking about it, and they weren't uploaded to Instagram because I guess I missed out by 3 minutes.
You did.
I want to put them here.
Here they are. And actually, this gives a little insight.
Ah!
Holy
what?
Shit, that is a big spider, dude.
What?
That is one of the biggest spiders I've ever seen. I'm not kidding.
Well, take a picture and prove it. Take a picture so we can put it up. But you're kind of getting in the way of what
it's huge. Hold on, where did it go? Fuck, it's back here somewhere, man.
Better get a picture of it. Look at here.
Oh, my God.
Look at this eight-legged freak. Now, they're not really freaks. They're actually big, cuddly bears. They're like the bears of the household. They protect their den from wild, possessive pests that really like to encroach on. Yep.
I'm going to move this, and it's behind here, but... Oh, where is it, dude?
I don't see it.
No, it's
is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Look at that thing, dude.
Oh, that's it. That's a spider.
No, but when it has all of its legs out, dude, when it's like scurrying around, what type of spider is that? Hold on. What is that thing?
I don't know. You should put it in your hand and try to get it to bite you, and then we can wait 10 seconds, see if it has any negative effects.
Here, I'm gonna.
Watch out. You don't want to agitate him. He's protecting us.
Dude, I don't want to kill him.
He's keeping... No, of course not. Let him roam free. It's not bad luck to have a...
bad luck to kill a spider.
No, I'm saying... What I'm saying is keep him alive. Let him live and roam around the house for free because he's getting rid of pests that we don't want in the house. He's probably going to... That fly that's been bugging us today, he's going to eventually kill him.
That's true. There is a fly. There's a fly in the recording room right now.
Wait a second. It's perfect.
Yes.
There's a fly in the recording room, and then there's a spider.
So leave them be.
Oh, nature. This is nature at its best right here. This is beautiful. I am going to say, though, I'm very paranoid. It's fast, and I'm sitting only 4 or 5 feet away from where it is.
I think it's another interesting example of, like, the way I would connect is, like, when I think one of the recent, or I can't remember, one of the Planet Earths that put out, they segment different environments, you know, like ocean or rainforest or something like that, right? Where one of them was took place in the city. And because I don't really view the city from like an animal's perspective, of course, because like they're made for us, by us type of thing. But I just think it's really cool to think about how this is also a quote unquote natural environment from the stance of like bugs. Like in the household, there's still that prey predator thing going on with these animals that would still go on outside. They don't feel trapped or anything. They don't really know they're in a house. They're just like, this is the environment I'm in, and there's my prey. I just think that's.
This is its ecosystem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just linking it to like how Planet Earth did one whole episode on cities, which was pretty cool.
I think that's a cool concept because it is an ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop looking over there because I'm scared it's gonna go. I have my feet up now because I don't want that shit fucking running up.
It's not trying to target you.
Let me go back to what I was saying though before I got spooked by that spider. I also just put out a tweet with a picture of it to see if anyone can identify it. So maybe we can get a better answer. Maybe it's just a big house spider, harmless, or it could be poisonous. But basically, you could see in that picture that it's like it's.
Did you put it on Super Mega or personal?
I put it on my personal.
Okay.
But there's a. There is a piece of muscle, fake muscle, that is carved to look like the American flag that Aris made. And then I had to go for a day. Jim and I went, and I got a whole mold made of my chest, a whole cast made, where they covered me in all this blue goop that was all sticky. And then it solidified, and they, you know, had to put plaster on it, and then took the mold of my chest, or the cast, I don't know which one's which.
Yeah.
And then they used clay to carve these beautiful pecs and abs and then made a cast of that and then used some other kind of skin-like material to make that and then apply it with a slit where I could rip the chest open. Really cool process. I'm very bummed because the abs were a big part of it and just the kind of, I guess just the kind of the stage fright of being in front of that many people, I forgot to unbutton the button on my suit jacket to reveal the abs.
Yeah.
Which is very unfortunate.
That's fine. You know, you still came across, because you are, as very muscular and handsome. And
thank
patriotic,
you,
which is the more important bit of that.
You mean that, dude?
I do. I also, I don't know, I feel like you and I were the fashionistas, so to speak, of Creator Clash 2. We showed up on two separate occasions as the best dressed people in the room. One for the national anthem. You cannot negate the fact that patriotism trumps any other like fan base shirt that anybody else is wearing in the crowd.
Oh, absolutely.
And then at an event that's not just like fans and stuff wearing merch, at a gala where people are supposed to wear their best, we show up wearing this.
Show the Getty images, Luke.
Yep.
That's right. That is your boys, the Funny Brothers, on the red carpet. You know, there were a lot of famous people in that room, all in there, you know, a lot of millionaires. Hassan, the socialist, was there in a very expensive suit.
Yeah, well, everyone knows people are just there to rub penises and get connections.
Absolutely. But us, we went to stunt on them. We wanted to kind of show them up a little bit, and we did. And they looked very good. They looked very good.
We didn't even have to try.
You could see when Amaranth interviewed us on the red carpet, in Amaranth's eyes, she was awestruck.
Couldn't come up with words.
No.
Couldn't really come up with questions to ask, so, you know?
No, she was so awestruck by being in our presence and also just by what we were wearing.
Too hard on how good we looked.
I do feel a little bad because, do you think it's almost considered rude to everyone else there?
It was a gala event. They said it's a black tie event, so we dressed as nice as we could. You're supposed to dress up in your best. It's not our fault that people's best are like, I don't know.
That people's best is nowhere near our best.
Yeah.
That's on them. That's a them problem.
It looked like we walked into a Sears catalog.
Exactly. And it looked like you guys just walked into some ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back. Someone on Twitter has identified what I'm almost certain is the spider. Because
wait, Matt.
He's got to smoke a little weed.
The 420 episode.
Someone on Twitter named Tucker said, "Look, not camera Tucker.
Okay,
not cameraman. It's okay. It says looks like a Parson spider, and it does. So I'm gonna go ahead and just look up Parson spider. See what we're working. Oh God, dude, look at its fucking face up close.
Spiders just look like that, Matt.
I know, but that's a Parson spider, all right. The Eastern Parson spider." Wait.
What?
Mainly found east of the Rocky Mountains.
Hmm. Try again, internet.
Hold on. Let me see.
Try again.
Let me see if they're in California. Does not spin a web to catch its prey.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other option is it's a wolf spider.
That's not. Wolf spiders are big, bro.
That could be a little baby wolf spider.
Maybe, but like we're not experts, and neither is the internet. You know,
a house guest like the black and white Parson spider is thought to be a blessing to some and a bother to others. Okay, well, you know what? If it is
a house guest spider,
it's not lethal. The venom, it does have a bite that causes an allergic reaction in some people. Huh?
Yeah, but ants have a bite that, you know.
Well, I'm not. If some consider it a blessing.
Bugs
then
bite to defend themselves.
I personally will let the spider be if he's considered a blessing. It doesn't look like a wolf spider. It really does look like a Parson spider. But let me double check if they are even in California. Because again,
sounds like a lot of hoopla.
Location,
you know?
Mainly central United States. Fuck, dude, I just don't.
How about this, Matt?
Jim. It's a big-ass spider in here.
Where's the spider?
It's like that big.
Do you want me to kill it?
No, that's bad luck. We're letting him be. He's under that thing, but he's big.
How big? Like this big? Dude.
Big, yeah. Black spider. I believe it's a Parson spider. Someone on Twitter ID'd it. But it's, but I mean, Jim, you want to look at this. Look at this video I took. Come here. So I got up close to it, but like,
maybe
watch,
it's just
because
I've
look.
Seen a lot of, I like, it just looks like a spider to me. I'm like, yeah, house spider.
It doesn't look like it's going to bite you or anything.
Yeah. When he saw it, he was like, dude.
It's because
it's
a big spider.
It's big, but it's not like that.
It's not, yeah.
I'm looking for that blue hat for the 420 sale.
Was there one?
Well, then you
here?
Better go catch it.
I didn't never see one.
Okay, that's me too. That's what I thought.
You know what's great? There's also a house fly in the room. So isn't that kind of the way nature balances out, right?
And here we are as gods overseeing it all.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching. We could intervene, but will we?
No. We had the choice to intervene. We could have killed that poor spider.
That fly. The fly's nothing but prey.
Yeah, honestly, think about that. We could have intervened to save the fly, but we didn't. But to intervene to save the fly would
mean their world is created much like our world.
Do you ever think, Ryan, maybe you and I are the flies and the spiders? There's a larger force watching over us that could intervene?
The Men in Black. Men in Black.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, the Men in Black.
They made movies just to make sure that, like, people would joke about it.
Yep. Because the Men in Black concept was something that the CIA didn't want people to be too privy of. They made joking movies about it, so no one would actually think it's real and take it seriously. Classic tactic right there.
Yep. But it's dumb.
They do that kind
of
shit.
Because they used all the fucking real floor plans of the actual facility that the MIB really use.
I know. They got in trouble for that.
So,
I believe the director has since disappeared, but...
But none of the aliens they used in those movies were even real or classified, to be existent.
Yeah. The CIA does do that kind of shit, those tactics. They did it with the whole UFO movement. The CIA actually had, people hired that their entire job was to sow disinformation about UFO shit to make it look crazy and to make people that believe in UFOs not be taken seriously.
Well, our government's, yeah. I mean, I think they created a whole suburban neighborhood to hide an Air Force base or some shit. Like, there was some base underneath.
There is a crazy story where this one guy had figured something out. Like, he had picked up some frequencies from some government shit. And they basically did this whole campaign targeted at this one guy to make him believe it was aliens and then basically made him believe he was crazy. And
is he the guy that went on the radio?
No. But he ended up in a psych ward and they basically just ruined his life just to make him, they made him believe he was crazy. Like, they targeted this man for years in this crazy harassment campaign. So, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They could be doing that to us right now. You ever think about that?
Yeah, but they love our YouTube channel.
They do, the Central Intelligence Agency and the Bureau. They're big megheads over at the Bureau.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One and only.
That's them.
You know...
Better than the FIB.
The Federal Investigation Bureau?
It's just short for, Focused Ion Beam. It just wouldn't make sense in the general scheme of things.
Oh, I thought you were talking about financial institutional bond.
No. Yeah, I could. Yeah, that would make a little more sense because that has something to do with the government.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. Big megheads over at the Bureau.
Yes.
And the CIA. You think there is at least one CIA agent that? I'm sure at least one CIA agent watched our national anthem performance.
Yeah. I have I just thought of an idea, and I'm high, so I'm gonna lose them.
Okay. Throw
I'm
it out.
Thinking. We're wanting, to grow as a company. We can't just stay stagnant with our income. We have to grow. And I think that means starting to partner specifically with more people directly instead of going through a third party.
Okay.
I suggest the Red Roof Inn being the first go. I feel like that's an easy get for us. And they could play our Let's Plays for free in every room.
Oh.
And maybe charge if anyone wants to use the other channels. But they still get our stuff for free, and it's more advertising for us. And we can advertise them. And so, whenever we go on tour or whatever, we have a place to stay at the Red Roof Inn.
That's a win-win. Because they get basically we're handing them our product for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming it's not, you can't opt out. It's playing in the room always, right? The TV is playing it, and it's on. And you have to pay extra if you want to turn it off or change it.
Yes.
So it's good advertising for us because a lot of people go to Red Roof Inn. So that would expose us to a lot of people that have never heard of us. And they would go, wow, these guys are pretty funny.
No, exactly. I don't know. As I said, there's a lot of upsides to it. I can't see really too many downsides. I mean, it is the Red Roof Inn.
Yeah. It is the Red Roof Inn.
It's the more I say it, the more ridiculous of a name. The Red Roof Inn.
Sounds like some shit from a medieval fucking.
I know.
Go to the Red Roof Inn.
I feel like we can keep us breaking up.
Yeah.
That's fun.
The Red Roof, thy Red Roof Inn.
Red Roof
Or the
Inn.
With two E's.
So people at a distance, how are we going to set ourselves apart from all the other inns that have better prices or provide wenches for the knights and all that shit. We'll paint it bright red so it attracts attention.
The Red Roof Inn.
Yep. Thus, the Red Roof Inn was born in Europe, I guess. That would make, they would have to be Europe.
They did then. Supply wenches every night. It was that. Nowadays, the rooms just come with Bibles, but they used to come with wenches. Does anyone remember that? You used to be able to smoke in a fucking Captain D's, and you used to be able to fucking
have sex wherever you'd want.
Red Roof Inn with a winch they supply.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Red Roof Inn is. I stayed at a. I want to say it was a Red Roof Inn.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those types of motels. And they busted a meth lab two doors down in the motel.
So justice was served.
Well, no, the guys got away. They, like, the police didn't bust it. We heard screaming.
The meth was apprehended.
Well, I went outside. My dad and I went outside. We heard screaming. And two doors down, these guys were throwing boxes of beakers and equipment into their car.
Band?
What?
Is that a band?
Two doors down, yeah.
What's three doors down then?
Nothing.
Probably our neighbors.
Yeah, probably. Yay! That's good. But, yeah, and then it was the manager freaking out, like, you're cooking meth? And they're throwing the boxes of the beakers and chemicals into there. And they let me and my dad go into the room before the police got there, which definitely is not.
Look at this.
Look at this crime scene. Look at this meth lab.
Isn't this awesome?
It smelled like shit, and they had put tarps and tinfoil up over everything. And then the one thing that's funny we did find out was they did get apprehended later in the day because they left their, they had a campus, like a composition notebook that had all of their, like, their meth recipe. They'd written down all their own personal information in there with their phone numbers and their entire, like, dealer client list. So, oops.
Oops is right. Hold up. I'm just making sure this is good to
surprised that 9,000 MG hasn't kicked in yet.
I know. Just like these ad reads. So, well, I see the ad reads kicked in, but I guess not the...
No, I'm feeling nothing yet.
No, okay, well...
Really, it's weird. Nothing yet. I guess they take a long time. I've heard that they take a long time, so I did take another 9,000 milligram edible during the ad reads. Maybe I just don't feel it yet. Or, like, I don't feel it enough because it's too weak. That might be an option. But yeah, Florida was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun seeing all of you guys.
I was excited. I got home, and Monday, you know, Justin.
Maybe we should open the door for a minute, so the smoke alarm doesn't go off. It's getting pretty smoky in here.
Okay.
No more ad reads, but Luke has prepared a very special video.
Yep, it's a picture of himself that you can throw tomatoes at.
Hope you guys had some time to throw the tomatoes at your screen and also, you know, had some time to wipe the tomatoes off your screen.
Yep.
I hope that maybe that picture of Luke, you know, might have stirred some anger into your hearts, and the throwing of tomatoes could be a good release. So, that's, we care about our fans, and we want you guys to be able to have healthy releases for this
outlets
type of stuff.
To,
yeah.
You know, let off some steam.
Yeah.
Which reminds me... So we get back Monday from Creator Clash.
We do?
Yes. Well, I guess, yeah, we do. But...
Slipped you up.
Huh?
Tripped you up.
But why? I'm trying to tell a story. And I'm high, so you know my train wanders. Don't you think that's irresponsible? Are you taking advantage of the fact that I'm high?
I didn't know you'd react this way, man. Just get back your stories. Forget
Listen,
it.
Listen, man.
Just forget it. Just get back to
you
it.
You can't take advantage of me like
I'm not
this.
Taking advantage of you, man. I was just doing a goof. Just forget it. Just get back to the story. I'm sorry. Dude, just get back to the story. So Monday, we got back from Creator Clash.
And Justin invited me over for some chili. And so I went over, and we did a movie bowl.
Yeah.
One, chili, always great.
I want to try it again. I've only had it once.
We did the movie bowl, and Justin put in a wonderful little film that I plucked out of there. A movie called The Blind Side.
Oh, yes.
Which really, I've only been to the theaters to see once, but I really never saw it because that was back when I was like in high school and I took my girlfriend and, you go see a movie, you go sit in the back of a theater and you awkwardly kiss around other people who are trying to watch a movie.
Did you get some sloppy top during The Blind Side?
No, we just made out.
Okay.
But people were obviously upset. I think I've talked about this before. People were upset, you know. But I finally got to watch the whole thing.
And?
It was boring.
Ryan, that's my favorite White Savior movie, and I don't want you saying any bad shit about it.
I didn't like it. I just didn't. I thought it was very low effort and boring.
And what about the car crash scene? Because that sure stirred my pot. It scared me when in theaters. I didn't see it coming.
It starts pulling out.
I was like,
you're like, why? Look at the road, Big Mike. Look at the road.
Big Mike, dude.
Oh, Big Mike, no. But Big Mike saved
Little Mike?
I don't know what I don't
know. It was Little Mike.
Sure, why not? Saves Little Mike's life. You know what movie I would have rather seen? Like Mike.
Oh, that is a good movie. He's like Mike.
With Little Romeo and the
kid from Little Vampires.
Or Stuart Little.
That too. Yeah.
I never really watched. I think I watched Little Vampires once.
I had it on VHS as a kid, and I don't remember much because I was so young, but I just remember there were scenes where he flies, and it was really cool. And I was like, I want to be able to fly like that. That's so cool.
Still to this day, being able to fly like that would still be very
cool. It would
cool.
still be very cool. Just for the record, I want to say I'm in no way saying that nowadays I don't think that's cool. I still think that's very cool.
Probably even more amazed than if you were as a kid. Because when you're a kid, your imagination would be like, okay, it's possible.
It's possible.
I'm the chosen one. But in your head, you're like, scientifically, I'm like, this is fucking like a mirror. How is this happening? You might be even more amazed now than you would be as a kid.
Right, because as a kid, you think that it is possible. But as an adult, you know it's not possible. So when it happens as an adult, you're like, holy shit, this is impossible and it's happening. So I would be even more amazed, you know? My mind would be blown, dude. Mind equals blown. That's a little one from reddit.com.
Wonderful website.
Great website. Really great website.
Have you heard about this?
I have. I've heard of this Reddit thing. Have you guys seen this reddit.com?
Good threads on there.
They've got this stuff called Reddit Gold.
Some say the comments are better than the threads themselves.
Some say that. On, Am I the Asshole? That's a pretty good one. Where people, you know, they put these preposterous situations they get into and say, hey, well, am I the asshole in the situation? And people say, oh, yeah, well.
Dude, chat, like, the chat GPT, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Like, that's made it so, like, creating bullshit Reddit posts, honestly, like, it's so dangerous, like, how fucking good it is right now.
Chat GPT?
Yes.
Well, dude, think about this. This is only what is publicly available. Think about what's privately available, like to the government and stuff. Like, what type of AI? Okay, I'm actually going to ask Chat GPT to write me an "Am I the Asshole?" post. What should the premise be, though?
Oh, don't worry. I got a premise right now. I want to see if it even does it, though. Hold up. Okay, I'm asking it a question. Okay, here we go. Ready? Matt, I told it. I said, tell me why Matt Watson didn't edit his sister's wedding video for over 2 years.
Yeah, over 2 years.
Was it like four?
I think it was five.
5 years. Okay.
She got it, though. She got it.
Yeah, okay. So, as an AI language model, I cannot speak for Matt Watson's personal reasons for not editing his sister's wedding video for over 2 years. However, it is possible that he had other priorities or commitments that prevented him from completing the project earlier.
Yep.
Additionally, video editing can be a time-consuming task,
mm-hmm.
and it's not uncommon for people to put off completing projects that require a lot of time and effort.
That's true. Thank you, AI. Well, I said, write me a Reddit post for the subreddit r/amitheasshole. The prompt must include my wife, my wife's boyfriend, my Nintendo Switch, and my Legos. And it said, title, am I the asshole for not letting my wife's boyfriend touch my Nintendo Switch and Lego collection? And here's the post. That's all I gave it, was saying it just must include that stuff. Hey, Reddit, I need your judgment on this one. My wife recently got a boyfriend, and he's been spending a lot of time at our place. I have no problem with that, but the issue is he keeps asking to play with my Nintendo Switch and Lego collection. Now, my Nintendo Switch and Lego collection are very important to me. I've spent countless hours and money building and collecting them, and they hold a lot of sentimental value. My wife's boyfriend doesn't seem to understand that and keeps insisting on playing with them, despite me repeatedly telling him no. I don't want to come across as petty or selfish, but I feel like he should respect my personal belongings and understand that they're not toys for him to play with. My wife thinks I'm overreacting and should just let him play with them, but I don't feel comfortable with that. Reddit, am I the asshole for not letting my wife's boyfriend touch my Nintendo Switch and Legos?
That's so
wonderful.
Fucking good.
I'm gonna write a reply to the post arguing that the poster is the asshole in this situation. Hi there. You're the asshole. Yes, I do think that you might be the asshole in this situation. While I understand that your Nintendo Switch and Legos hold sentimental value for you, it's important to remember that at the end of the day, they're just material possessions. Your wife's boyfriend is a guest in your home, and it's natural for him to want to engage with the people and things in it. By refusing to let him play with your Nintendo Switch and Legos, you're not only coming across as petty and selfish, but also potentially ruining the relationship between him and your wife. Furthermore, if you're concerned about your possessions being damaged, you could always set some ground rules or supervision for when they're being used. That way you can enjoy your hobbies while also being respectful to your wife's boyfriend.
Matt, can you then say, now write a response where the boyfriend, that like write a response from the perspective of the boyfriend?
Okay, I said, now write a response from the perspective of my wife's boyfriend. Hey there. As the wife's boyfriend in the situation, I have to say I'm quite upset with your behavior. It's not about your Nintendo Switch and Legos just being material possessions. It's about the fact that you are being incredibly selfish and disrespectful to me as a guest in your home. You may hold sentimental value in your hobbies, but you are not the only person in this household. As a guest, I would expect to be able to engage in activities that interest me and are able to feel welcomed in your home. By repeatedly denying my request to use your Nintendo Switch and Legos, you are treating me as an inconvenience rather than a guest. Your refusal to let me use these items is not only insulting to me, but it's also a reflection of your lack of trust and respect towards me. If you're worried about your possessions being damaged, then you could simply set some ground rules for supervision when they're being used. In conclusion, I think it's important for you to understand that your behavior is not acceptable. I hope you can see why I'm furious and why others may see you as an asshole in this situation.
I got one more. Now, can you do a response from like Lego's HR team? Like, they have to wait in on the situation.
Now write a reply from Lego's HR team, siding with my wife's boyfriend. We are writing to you on behalf of Lego's HR team. We recently became aware of a situation in which you denied access to your Legos to a guest in your home. Who is also the boyfriend of your wife. As a company that values creativity, imagination, and collaboration, we feel compelled to address this issue with you. Lego believes that playing with Lego bricks can bring people together and foster creativity, regardless of age or background. In fact, our mission is to inspire and develop the builders of tomorrow, and we are proud to see people of all ages engaging in building and creating with our products. We understand that your Lego collection holds sentimental value to you, but as a host, it's important to make your guests feel welcome and respected in your home. By denying your wife's boyfriend access to your Legos, you are not only hindering his ability to engage in a creative activity, but you are also sending a message that you do not trust him with your belongings. We strongly encourage you to reconsider your stance on this matter and find a way to compromise with your wife's boyfriend. Perhaps you could create a designated Lego building area, or establish some guidelines for when your collection is being used. In conclusion, we hope that you take our message to heart and consider the importance of collaboration and respect in your interactions with others. If you have any further questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Sincerely, Lego HR team.
Do you mind if I throw in one more?
Absolutely,
stage?
Dude.
Now, a Donald Trump tweet in response to the situation.
That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, dude. Because at first I was thinking like Biden or something. Then I was like, no. I'd like... Like, keep it under 280 characters or whatever the fuck it is. Like, I want it to be a... I don't want it to, like, go on... I don't think it would go on too long. It'll keep it like it is a tweet.
Okay, I'm asking it now. I'm saying... Now write a tweet by Donald Trump in his style, angry about the whole situation.
We could put this through the AI thing and like play it here if you'd want. I think that would be funny. Unless you want to do, or unless you want to do your Trump impression, Matt.
No, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's best coming from the man himself. So without further ado, here is Donald Trump's thoughts. Luke put the tweet up, and here's Donald Trump reading it himself.
Can you believe this guy said, denying his wife's boyfriend access to his Nintendo Switch and Lego collection? Pathetic. The boyfriend deserves respect, folks. He's a guest in his own home. I am on the boyfriend's side, believe me. Hashtag not my Lego. Hashtag let them play.
Matt, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.